Hey guys, it is Tuesday. Luke 15 is our new N22 chapter today. You'll see a lot of things in today's reading. This is the fourth day in a row that we were chronologically in the book of Luke, and the next 2 days we'll still be staying in this gospel. But I want to point you to the end of Luke chapter 15, and we come across a parable. Now, this is a story that Jesus told that I think most people are familiar with, even people who have not grown up really in the Word of God. But you may have heard of the parable of the lost son, or maybe you have heard of it called the parable of the prodigal son. So this is an absolutely beautiful story of redemption, yet it's a story with trouble throughout it. It's not just a story of redemption, but it doesn't even end on a great note because there's a lot of tension. Now, actually, you may know this story that the son asks the father for an early inheritance. And in their culture, in the Jewish world, doing so would have been extremely offensive. It would have been equal to wishing that the father was dead. But yet the father allows the son to have the inheritance. So he allows the son to exercise his free will. Think about that in regards to things we decide to do that are outside the right thing to do or outside what God would want for us. But he still allows us to. That's the beauty and the difficulty of free will. So the son takes the money, he runs off, he squanders it in wild living and drunkenness and prostitution, just goes crazy, right? A pretty common story. But then he ends up losing everything. He's got nothing left, and he even realizes that the pigs had it better than he did, eating pig slop. Which is really bad from our perspective, but if you look at this through the lens of a Jewish person, this would have been horrific because Jews had to stay away from pigs. Pigs were unclean altogether. And so the pigs had it even better than what he did. So he goes back to his dad and decides that I'm going to go back to my dad and I'm just going to ask him if I could be treated like one of his servants. Even the servants of my dad have it better than I do. And so he heads home. And then we get to my favorite verse in this entire parable, verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. What I love about this, and I've talked to people about this dozens of times, is the son only had to make a movement towards the father. And if you read closely, you see that while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and ran to him and embraced him. That is God's character. When we turn around from our lives of sin and we begin moving towards God, even though we're still a long ways off, God runs to us, embraces us, and showers us with his love. Now, as you read, I talked about the tension at the end. The second son, the older son, sees what's going on. The father is spoiling the younger son and giving him the best fattened calf and throwing a party and all of this stuff. And the second son is so angry. You see, the son that was a prodigal wasn't the only lost son, because the other son was full of anger and rage and jealousy, and he played victim and he refused to appreciate the beauty of his brother coming back to his senses and coming back home. This leads me to ask a question that I think we all in our sin nature, we could look at this and say, I see myself as that prodigal. That's who I was, or that's who I am even, or I've just turned around and headed towards God and I feel him embracing me now. And I think other people look at this account and they say, you know, I'm more like the older brother. I stayed home. I did what I was supposed to do. I lived my life right. But then I found myself comparing to others, whether it's a sibling, whether it's other people. And I tend to get upset and angry at other people's victories because I feel that I deserve more. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know that in this story, we can really relate just simply as sinners. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. And yet, when we move towards Him, He embraces us. Love this chapter. Enjoy it today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.